Zvachim, Perek Yud Dalet, Mishnah Hey, 14:5. We pick up where we left from the previous Mishnah, which is once they left the Midbar, says the Mishnah, Ba'u leGilgal. They arrived at Gilgal, meaning the Mishkan was set up at a place called Gilgal. That was a village that was near to Yericho, the entrance to Eretz Yisrael. And there they set up the Mishkan, kind of like how it was in the Midbar, okay? With wrapped with the curtains around it and so on. And at that point, V'hutru ha-bamos, once again, Bamos, private altars became permitted. In fact, the altar in front of the Mishkan at Gilgal itself was Bama Gadola. And if they would bring Karbonos on the Bama Gadola there in Gilgal, Kadshe Kadshim Nechalim Lifnim Nekalayim. The Kadshe Kadshim that are brought there, those be, again, the Menachos, as well as the Chatos and Asham, those would be eaten inside of the, within the curtains, if you will, there are poles around the Mishkan there in Gilgal, and within those curtains that were wrapped around the poles, that was the place to eat Kadshei Kadshim, because the Pasuk says at various places, things like, B'chatzer Oel Moed Yochlua, within the Chatzer, the courtyard of the Oel Moed, you'll eat it, and so on. So one is required to eat it in that zone, within the Chatzer there. And Kadshim Kalim, the lesser sanctified sacrificial things, b'chol makom, could be eaten anywhere, meaning anywhere in Eretz Yisrael. The Jews were spending those 7 years of kibush conquering and 7 years of chiluk, of apportioning the land of Israel. In those 14 years, they were scattered around the country. There's no central anything place. Therefore, anywhere in Eretz Yisrael would be okay to eat kachim kalim. And that period of this mishnah here lasted a total of 14 years.